Welcome.
Hello. Hello, hello. Wait, also, you know what I was thinking about when I was driving home yesterday was the fact that we don't introduce ourselves anymore.
Oh, I totally
have you realized
that?
I know. We have literally not done it in like weeks and weeks and weeks, maybe even months. So this is Kelly.
This is Kayfler.
I mean, if you listen, you probably know who's who at this point, but I just think it's funny. Like, I forgot totally that we were doing that. Isn't that crazy?
That is really crazy. Honestly, it didn't even faze me because we've just been, to be fair, like for the listener, sorry to say, usually Kelly and I will jump on like 30 to 40 minutes right before and just like gab and gab and gab all the hot goss.
Yep.
And then we bring the appropriate hot goss for the podcast, obviously. But anyway.
Oh my God. So like, last week was unhinged though. Like, whoa, we need to not do that. That was crazy. I was listening to it on my drive home yesterday. And I was like, oh my God, I sound insane.
No, like, it was totally candid and a beautiful moment.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Every 2 seconds I was like, cringe, Kate, cringe, Kate.
Me too. Cringe. Oh my God, funny. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just because I was like, wow, I just have no filter. Like, what is going on? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that was
also when I was editing, I was cutting a bunch of stuff out and then I was like, oh my God, I'm cutting literally everything. So then I just stopped editing kind of and I was like, I don't know, this is just going to be what it is. So yeah, sorry, everyone. Welcome
to
our
lives.
I'm gonna start to record, but listening back, I was like, eek. No.
It's like one of those episodes that I anticipate listening to when I'm like 10 years in the future, like cry laughing on the floor.
Yeah. And like how dumb we were, I'm sure. Like, you know, when you think about your like Facebook memories and you get like those pop-ups and you're like, oh my God, like the statuses that we would post or the photos, like those huge photo montages that we'd upload after night of going out. Like,
what's the collage? Remember the collages? That people used to do on Facebook back in the day. Oh my
totally.
God. Also, Kelly just sent me a portrait.
I had like a video pop up today and it was like your memories from like a year ago or whatever. I don't know. And Kate was the star of the show. So it was great. And I sent the whole thing to her. It was like when we were at Strawberry a few years ago. Oh, 2016, I think it was from.
Yeah, I don't know if it was like last year because that was definitely like 5 or 8 years ago.
Kate had no hair. She literally had a bob. It was crazy.
Okay, I had hair.
Zero hair. She looked like a mom.
Judgment. Get out of here. I had like the shoulder length, like kind of asymmetrical. Yeah, I was definitely that bitch who had like the...
You had an A-line, yeah, for real.
What's that, what is that girl with a million kids that nobody likes? Like the original Karen, what's her name? Is her name Karen?
Oh my God. I don't remember. The one with 8 kids? I forget her name. Yeah, you're right. I don't remember.
I don't remember. Anyway, I had that haircut. Sorry about it. Like, we all grew up in the aughts. What are you going to do?
I mean, anyway, 2016 was not that long ago, which is even funnier. But anyways, it kind of was actually 8 years ago. Wow, wow, wow. Anyways, yeah, it was a pretty good montage of Kayf and I today. And it was just, I was looking crazy too. So no big deal.
Oh, you were looking great. Also, my camera's just very blurry right now.
Yeah, it's okay. I know what you look like. No big deal. Oh, also, my camera always sucks. So now it's better. What have you been up to? What's happening? What do you got going on?
First and foremost, everybody, it's pretty late at the evening on a Monday and I've had kind of like a hellish day. So I'm drinking straight out of the bottle because I'm a classy bee. Cheap Willamette Valley Pinot Gris. I just did we've had a very busy cooking weekend. So I just spent like a whole hour doing all these stupid dishes. So I was like, I'm going to get a wine glass. No, I'm not. It's an extra dish. I'm going to drink straight out of the bottle.
Nice.
Also, if my audio sounds a little different, it's because I'm officially in my den.
Bah, bah, bah. Yeah, I look so cute in there. I'm so excited for you. Yeah.
I'm jazzed. I hope that the audio comes through okay. Maybe we have to play a little bit. But yeah, my brother wired the house for Ethernet, so I have Ethernet in my den, which is very exciting. I'm on the opposite side of the house than the boys. Like, my brother and my husband are upstairs, so they can't hear me talking hella shit. It's great. Awesome. I feel like I have my own little oasis and my own four walls, and yeah, just jazzed to like get settled in and stuff. Yeah,
fun, amazing. Yeah, what do you got going on in there? Is like your Peloton and everything in there?
Yep, I'll show you. My Peloton is over her.
Her little lady cave. She has a lady cave.
My lady cave! Oh my God, I love it. There's my Peloton.
Cute.
I did a little Pilates there not too long ago, like yesterday. I was going to do a little bit of workout today. Oop, But I went home and my AirPods are dead. So like, I can't work out without headphones.
Oh my God. What a concept. You cannot do anything without AirPods.
So I didn't work out today, which is kind of a bummer, but it was good. Cause like I had to every Monday/Tuesday, they pick up trash. Like it's a whole freaking, it's like an orchestra in my house. I have to go to all these different rooms, pick up all the different trash. I got to get all the
you do bottles. Have a lot of rooms. Yeah.
Yeah. It's That's a true. Big freaking house. Ugh. Anyway. So just like clean today and it was great. And now I'm here with you. Also, this last weekend went to the movies. I like was able to drag my husband to the actual movie theater. I know. It's
cool.
Like,
what did you see?
Once in a lifetime. We saw Deadpool, of course. Like that was the only movie I was going to get him there. It was great. I thought it was awesome. Except, yeah.
Cause it's the third one, right? Awesome. I don't think I ever saw the second one. Maybe I did see the second one.
It is the third one. It's got Hugh Jackman in it, so like, of course, I love it.
Wait, is Blake Lively actually in it, or is she just dressed up as Lady Deadpool? I'm confused by that. I just saw.
She's in it because she's dressed as Lady Deadpool, but like her face isn't in it because she's wearing a mask. Also, did you see her red carpet look? Like,
yeah, that's what I saw. Yeah.
So beautiful.
I know.
Also, Gigi looked like she was wearing a trash bag with a yellow trash bag.
Did not make sense. Did not understand that.
Standing next to Blake didn't make sense. But I do like Gigi, so. Anyway, it was great. I'm just sick of Marvel movies. Like, let's get some kind of creative new movie, which I watched another Disney Plus movie. We'll talk about it later. And I would have preferred to watch that in theaters. But I love Ryan Reynolds. I love Hugh Jackman. Like, no complaints. It was fabulous.
Yeah, I just feel like when they try to do like third, fourth, fifth movies, you're like, okay, like get over it. Like, yeah, this has been played out. You know what I mean? Like, even if it is like new and whatever.
Yeah, it's like all X-Men. So like they've been doing X-Men movies every couple of years since like 2002.
Yeah, so true.
It feels a little like, okay. And even in this movie, they had a lot of cameos from other Marvel movies. But, I don't know. It just feels very overplayed. But Deadpool as a character itself is, like, hilarious, and I'm here for it. I just want Deadpool. And Channing Tatum, because remember last time?
Oh, my God. Like,
is definitely he in it? Would wanna. Yeah, absolutely. He's my favorite X-Men character, and he's in the movie. Yeah, he's great.
Oh, okay. What's his X-Men character? I don't know anything about it, so
I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. People. Don't tell me. No big deal. Okay. I do want to watch
it.
If
people are going to watch it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Deadpool is like one of the only one of those movies that I would watch, like boy movie, to be quite honest, because the first one was so good. So I would have to probably watch the second one. But anyway, yeah, I'm not into that. So you'd really
even
have to
even if you don't watch the second one, like you don't have, there's no consistent timeline through, like it's all the same people. So you can just pop into the third. You're going to be okay. But also our FMK last episode, I'm so glad that you didn't put Ryan Reynolds in there because like, you know, how do you...
Totally. That's what I was saying. He is like everyone's number one. Like that would not be fair.
Literally.
So
it would not be fair.
100%. Also, it was super funny. When I was at home, Spencer was like, he was like, I listened to the podcast, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, I haven't listened to the latest one that like just dropped on Wednesday or whatever. But cause I was like referencing something that you said in the episode before that. And he's like, no, I listened to it. And I'm like, well, you don't know what I'm talking about. So you have not listened to it. And then he's like, oh no, I do remember that. Anyways, we were talking about the green apple Mike's Hard Lemonades or whatever. We saw green apples Smirnoff, but not Mike's Hard Lemonade. So I was thinking that.
See, they're gone. Thinking,
yeah, interesting. But anyways, Spencer was saying, he's like, what's FMK? And I was like, oh God, just listen to it. Don't worry about it. No, I told him.
But
Yeah. No, it's funny. I guess I shouldn't have assumed that everyone knew what that meant. But oh well, it is what it is.
I mean, it's kind of a teaser, right? Like the title is the teaser. You have to listen to get the context. So.
Yeah. That's true.
Also, what's up, Spence? I can't believe he still listens. Like, that's still a little embarrassing.
The fact that people listen at all is very embarrassing to me. Like, you know, this is our pitch that, or whatever. What did you call it last episode? Our advertising
our value
is
prop.
Me being embarrassed by our podcast, but still doing it anyways. Anyway, but yeah, so I was at Slip and Slide yesterday, and Lex brought up the fact that like was talking about like Chip's celebration of life or whatever. So we ended up telling Chip about it. And Chip was like, "All right, yeah." So, anyways, but yeah, let's see what has been going on. So the last week, I went had all those birthday parties and all that stuff that I was telling you all about, and then I ended up driving to California on Sunday, and I spent the week with my family. I just worked from there, which was really nice. And I did a bunch of fun stuff. I went to an escape room with mom and one of her coworkers, which was super fun. It was Harry Potter themed.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was super fun. It was a really hard actually, but we did pretty well. I mean, we got out, but we had to have a few clues and like we had 1 minute and 6 seconds to spare, but yeah, we did pretty well. There's only like a 55% like success rate for it. So I feel like we did decent for only being three of us. Like, I don't know. Anyways, that was super fun. So I got to spend time in Sonora because I haven't been to Sonora in like forever, like since I lived in Groveland. So that was cool too. We went out to this really cute tea house actually in Columbia. If you're from California, you know, you probably went to Columbia for like gold rush days where you got to like look for gold and whatever. It's like an old little mining town, but they have like a downtown section of it where they have like a candle maker and a bakery and like all of these things. Anyway, so they have like a tea house part of that, and I never knew that it was there, but we ended up going there for lunch and it was so cute. And like, anyways, and then what else did we do? We went to music on Saturday, which was super fun, and then we went out on the boat. And we, oh, mom and dad's 37th wedding anniversary was on Thursday.
Wedding anniversary. That's so cool. Yeah. I didn't know that.
So we went, mom had booked like a fancy dinner in like Sacramento area, downtown Sacramento for them. And so they just added me to the reservation, which was very cute. And then there was this other family right next to us who are parents, and their daughter came also. And dad was like, oh, I wonder if their daughter just happened to be in town for their anniversary. I was like, I think they planned that. But anyways. Yeah, so that was super fun too, but they,
I love that you went to date night with your mom and dad on their wedding anniversary.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, I absolutely don't have to go. And they're like, no, it's fine. It's 37. It's not like it's like 40 or whatever. So I was like, all right, I'll go to fancy dinner. Of course. But we had tapas. Everything was actually really good. There was one thing that I didn't love, but I don't really know
tapas
what it was.
Tapas in Sonora?
No, no, we went to Sacramento, like downtown Sacramento. Yeah.
So fun. I love SacDown. So fun.
Yeah. Sac is interesting. Also, I didn't realize how like sheltered I was by living in Bend. Like, there's a lot of crazy people in downtown Sacramento. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Just city. Yeah. It's, I mean, yeah, I guess I just.
Metropolitan. Smaller... They have like a whole downtown with like skylight or sky built. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably used to it in Portland, but I'm not used to it in Bend. So, anyways. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, and then what else happened? We went camping. We went on the boat on Friday. So we ended up camping at this lake called, Bear Reservoir. Kate has been there.
Oh, I love Bear. Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm jealous. It sounds like so much fun.
But it wasn't that warm. Like I got in the water time. Yeah. It was like when the weather was just like changing a little bit. It was super hot when I first got there, but then the weather was just like, turning cooler. Anyways, so yeah, we didn't spend a whole lot of time in the water. We kind of just hung out and played like cribbage and just like talk and hung out. Spencer came down for that, which was really nice. So I got to see Spence for a bit.
That's nice.
And then yeah, I ended up driving back super early on Sunday to go to the Slip and Slide party. So yeah. At Kat and Max's, the second annual Slip and Slide party. So that was super fun and nice way to just like come back and get back in the swing of things. So yeah, Cave and I are just recording on a Monday, like a little bit late. So we're just going to do kind of like a little, like quick little update. We don't really, as per the usual, we don't really have something that we want to talk about, but
we've got a lot to talk about. There's just been a lot going on, like on the internets and, like just lots of conversations. Also, Bear is like 85 degrees. Like the weather is officially changing and I'm so jazzed for it. Like I know that we're sad that summer is maybe leaving us behind, but I'm also very excited. So, but we don't.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to say was that it was crazy because when I left Bend, it was super smoky and I got down to California and it was super nice. And then it started getting a little bit more smoky because of the park fire. Did you hear about the park fire?
I did hear about the park fire.
That is crazy. That just like blows my mind that someone was, because
they may not know.
Yeah, so the park fire is in Upper Bidwell Park of like the Chico area, which is like Northern California-ish. And basically this guy just blew up his car and pushed it into the woods and straight arson. Like people were there. It's like a very busy park. So like it's in like kind of the more like not rural, like more metropolitan part of the park. And so people like took videos and stuff of it and like they very easily found him, which is great. But I'm just like, what possesses someone
who
to do
that?
I know. Arson just blows my mind because I'm like, why would anyone think that that's like something that they should do? So anyways, yeah. So it started getting a little bit smokier now, but coming back to Bend, it's still so bad here. Like the smoke is just not getting better. So that is kind of a bummer, but
we're definitely in the middle of fire season. So like smoke and hot temps and dry weather makes a lot of sense, but it's still sad every year. As long as it's not like especially devastating. Sad. I mean, every fire season, I always get like just a little extra anxiety.
Yeah.
Knowing that my parents are very close and your parents are like very close to a lot of those fires, it stresses me out.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't like that. Like, we don't know people that are on fire crews anymore, thank God. But like, if they were on a fire crew, I don't know. I check the news, you know, just to make sure that people are safe and that they're, you know, it's scary. It's, I don't know. But I also don't know what I'm talking about, so it's kind of scary. And anyway.
I mean, yeah, fire is not chill. Also, it's just upsetting because, like, usually, like, September is kind of smoky here in Bend, but, like, July is a little early for it to be this smoky. Like, in the AQI, where, like, you don't want to go outside. It's in, like, the 180. Or I guess yesterday was, like, 160-ish, 170-ish.
Do you get those, like, notifications about air quality?
No, I just look at the, like, weather app or whatever. It's probably not super, super accurate. I'm sure there's better apps, but... Yeah, I don't really, I mean, I do care about the smoke if I'm going to be in for an extended period of time, but I still will, like, go out and do things, you know what I mean? I'm not that worried about it, but other people that I know are pregnant and have respiratory issues and things like that, so, like, they don't like to do that, but.
It was actually raining, like.
It's raining here right now! What the heck?
What? Like, fake rain or, like, downpour?
Well, it's, like, dribbling.
Yeah. It's, like, you walk through the mist as you walk by, like, I'm thinking of Matterhorn or something, you know, when, like, when it's just misty. That's really what it is. But, yeah, it was just, like, misty and gray. So, like, it was not super hot today, but hopefully that's an indication that it's a shorter fire season and then we'll get some relief. Because Shasta looked really beautiful this year and it would suck to like lose a lot of that like
momentum. It's still pretty high, which is exciting. When I drove by, I was stoked about it. Yeah, because the river, for anyone who doesn't know, the last few years, or I mean, California's been in a drought for God knows how long. But
20 years, something crazy.
Shasta was so low when Kaif and I moved up north that it was depressing. Like, it was literally a trickle. Yeah. Like, not even a river at some points, because you know how it's like pretty like fingery and like widespread. Well, people may not know, but anyways, the last few years, like last year and this year, first years ever that it's been like where you can actually see the water from like the bridges and stuff. It's crazy. So anyways, we're happy about that. Very stoked on it. Anyways, let's move forward.
Oh, sorry. We're just chit chatting and forgetting that we have to actually go through a topic.
No big deal. So on Friday was like the opening ceremony of the Olympics, the 2024 Paris Olympics, which is very exciting. I mean, it's hard because I don't have TV anymore. And I feel like when I was a kid, like the Olympics would just be on the TV like 100% of the day. Yeah. So you like didn't have to look at the schedule. You didn't have to know when things were happening. You could just like walk by and be like, oh my gosh, thank God that like gymnastics is on or swimming's on. So I'll just like sit down and watch it, you know? But now I have to like make a conscious effort to like, I do have Peacock, which is nice because they have like the full broadcast and everything.
I do.
But, like, I actually had to look up, like, the people that I wanted to see and the events that I wanted to see and what time they're playing and everything. Like, they do recaps and everything. And they have, like, the full thing, like, recorded or whatever. But I've actually had to, like, put in my calendar, like, the things that I want to see, which is, like, kind of different. So I'm trying to be, like, interested in all the things, but it just is not going to be fathomable with, like, the schedule that we have and the not having it just being able to play 100% of the time in the background. You know what I mean? So. Yeah.
I've just been Googling, like, the Olympic schedule every day, and if there's an event that I'm like, oh, that sounds kind of interesting, like, I would probably try to make that happen to see it. Because it's the Summer Olympics, right? Like, so it's the fun, I mean, like, swimming is cool, and we got to watch somebody beat a record, which is very cool, and I'm very excited for that individual. But, you know, how many times can that happen in my life? But, like,
wait, I don't know about the record. What was it?
It was like women's freestyle, and also you remember Ledecky? Because I was trying to talk to my husband, and I was like, "Remember Mike Phelps? Remember when all that happened?" And then Ledecky was like still his swimming. Team member.
That's
I
know. Crazy.
His sister is the one that I watched beat the world record, or the world record. I
did
think.
You see that other video of that guy who was just standing on the podium when everyone else started swimming butterfly, and he was just standing there for 10 seconds, and he still got first place.
No,
I don't know his name.
See that?
But I was like, that is like a power move. I should look it up and tell you.
Baller move. Speaking of baller moves, I have just been watching a lot of like the Instagram for the opening ceremonies, and I have an opinion. I have an opinion.
Okay.
Because my favorite person in the world was like they gave him the fire to go light the fire, and he just did his own pimp walk down the aisle with like his.
Oh, Snoop Dogg with the thing?
Yes,
oh, I didn't realize totally. That. I saw all the pictures of him, like, holding the thing, but I had no idea that was what he was doing.
And there's, like, a bunch of memes going on with, like, just him, like, gin and juices in the background, and he's just, like, pimp walking with the Olympic torch. Just love it. Like, in my life has been so stressful lately, like, just having him be center stage for the Olympics in such a non-competitive but, like, a love life kind of way is just, it's chef's kiss. It's the best. It's the highlight of my month.
Yeah, so I didn't get to watch the opening ceremony because I was camping and we were on the boat, but Cave did watch the opening ceremony. I feel like there's a lot of feelings about it. People either loved it or hated it. And like, I think just like from the sound of it, it sounds really cool. But like, so Parisians or however you say that were pissed because they've asked France to, don't laugh at me. They asked France to clean up the river, right? For like ever and ever and ever. And then of course, as soon as the Olympics come, they decide to clean up the river. Like that's kind of fucked. I don't know.
Also, I you couldn't pay me $3 million to go and put my face in the Seine. Are you kidding me? Like that is the, you can spend a shitload of money and clean that crap out as much as possible. You can give me a vial and it's pure scientifically. And I still wouldn't do it. Like that river is ancient, like literal French Revolution, ancient, even beyond that. Like
good. It still has like the bubonic plague in it and shit, doesn't it?
Oh, I 100% believe that's the case. Like, wow, I cannot believe who in their right mind thought that that was a good idea. Oh, we're going to throw that. No, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that would not
seriously.
Never
oh, funny.
Life. Yeah. No.
Anyway. Okay, well, what are your thoughts on the opening ceremony then?
Well, I mean, I'm always obsessed with Celine Dion. She's always fabulous.
She looks so terrifying right now, though. She looks scary.
I mean,
I know she has that thing, that like stiff person syndrome or whatever, but she looks scary.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, she was like diagnosed with this thing that she can't move like her body. Right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh, you're going to make me Google
it. I'm not keeping up with, you should Google it, but I'm not keeping up with Celine Dion's medical history. All I'm saying is she's great. Plus they had Lady Gaga, and Lady Gaga has been like kind of busy lately. She has a new movie coming out. She's doing the
For the listener, Keeper loves the Lady Gaga. So
When
oh my god, it's literally called stiff person syndrome. That is what it's called.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. You were correct.
It's a rare neurological disorder that causes stiffness and muscle spasm and can make it difficult for her to sing.
Wow, it's so sad. Anyway, she's an angel and I love her. Also, Lady Gaga has been very busy and I'm happy that Gaga Mama is happy and living life and thriving. I do want to go see that movie. I don't think I'm going to go see it in the theaters, but I'll probably watch it because...
Wait, what movie?
So Joaquin Phoenix did the Joker movie, right? Like back a few years ago.
Yeah.
They're doing a second Joker movie and she... plays
talking
Harley
about
Quinn.
Sequels. Why can't they just make a new freaking movie?
Literally. Actually, I kind of enjoyed this movie because it was outside of the original DC blah blah blah, and it takes like this whole character development of Joker in a different direction, which is really interesting. So yeah, Gaga's cool. I like her. Obviously been obsessed with her since 2008. That's when I graduated high school for you.
Yeah, it is. Me too.
And then Beyonce came out and she had a little cameo. Chrissy Teigen looked really cool. She had like this, she had a really cool, like a cable knit cardigan, like a dark green cable knit cardigan bodysuit thing. And her kids are like so cute. Her and her husband are very, very cute.
Yeah, I'm just not a huge fan, but whatever. It's fine.
I mean, I don't listen to her. I don't read her books. And I love her husband and her kids are cute. And I appreciate her, but like, I'm not here to like have an opinion about her life. Like, she's good. She's doing great.
True.
Who else? I saw Nina Dobrev and Shaun White, who I'm also obsessed with because they're really cute. Shaun White looks so much better. I feel like he's aging very, very nicely. Well.
Yeah, for sure. He looks like a normal person now. Back in the day, he looked so scary when he was a little teen.
He was so carrot toppy. And I'm like, dude, you don't have to do that. You can be like suave. And he's kind of growing up with that suaveness, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
Who else did I see?
Well, overall, did you think that like the procession and like them coming down the river and everything was like cool, or was it not cool?
I mean, if I was there in person, I would have been really annoyed about how much the like French government has, and I have this problem with the Olympics in general. It's too much. They like spend millions and millions of dollars where they could be investing in like infrastructure or like creating a system that's sustainable rather than like throwing
out it into their people.
Dollars. Yeah. I mean, that's a struggle with the Olympics just in general.
Right.
But it is kind of cool. This is a momentous thing in history that isn't politically blah, blah, blah. Or I don't know. I just feel like it's something that I can get behind as an American, and I want to appreciate female athletics and cool people. At the same time, I struggle with the idea of how much money they spend on the Olympics on a regular basis. It's just, it's wasteful in my opinion.
Totally. I agree. I mean, it's hard because like, of course it's like a huge honor to host the Olympics, but then it's like, you know, all the, was it in Tokyo or was it in China when they like built all those buildings and stuff for all the athletes, and then they're just sitting
Argentina,
vacant now.
Brazil, they had something in Japan when they did that thing for Russia's, what's the thing in Russia? Shoot, I forgot the name of it.
I don't even know.
Anyway. Like
the barracks, things.
Yeah, when they built in the Middle East, because they're talking about Dubai, right? Like they're going to do something in the Middle East. Also, the politics of who gets to pick the location can get really icky. Gross and real quick.
So interesting. So, anywho.
But then in Argentina and Brazil, or I think one of those South American countries, there's still a stadium that is just abandoned. Like the country spent X amount and it just sits there. Like, it's not great. That's
Yeah. Anyway, I am very excited about being able to like be present and watch them this time. So yeah, I will just take it for what it's worth. But yeah, if you, I think they're playing on NBC and on Peacock if you want to be able to like watch them or whatever.
What events do you get most excited for?
So like, I'm very basic. I just like the swimming. I like the beach volleyball. I like the gymnastics. Like, I do kind of find like the archery fascinating. I can get into some tennis. I can get into like floor volleyball only because I follow the men's volleyball team on TikTok. And so I'm obsessed with all of the characters. And so I was getting really excited about like the men's volleyball team, beach volleyball. And I'm like more so into beach volleyball because it's like the two person versus the full team, you know, but the men's, I just watched today, though, the women's volleyball team, like, on the floor. I don't know what you call that, just regular volleyball? Anyway, but yeah, I did watch the women's volleyball team today, and they lost to China, so that was upsetting. But it was just, like, pool B, so they have a few more they can go. And then I also watched the women's beach volleyball, like, the USA play women's beach volleyball, and they killed Australia today, so that was great. And then I watched men's, like the men's gymnastic, I think they call it like the all around or whatever, where they have to do all like the poles and the vault and the floor, and you know, they each have to do one and all their scores are like added together. It's the first time they've medaled in since like 2008 or something. So it was so exciting. They were so cute. Yeah. It was crazy. Like obviously all their families are there and stuff, but like when they get off of the thing and they like stick it, you know, they just like are like, ooh, like they like get so pumped and it's so cute. Like literally every time like my eyeballs get all watery because I'm just like so excited for them and it's so weird. But also it's so wild to think like one of the guys on the gymnastics, like men's gymnastics team is like 31 and they're like, he's ancient. Like Simone Biles is 27 and they're like, she's geriatric. Like it's crazy. And I'm just like, oh my God, they look like little babies. Like it's
little babies.
Crazy. And how also strong Simone Biles they are. Is
so beautiful. I know.
Yeah. I didn't get to see her compete yesterday really. Cause I don't know how I missed it, but that was just like their prelims or like, what do they call it? The like practice basically kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the women's like, I have it all written in my calendar. I could tell you, but you could also look it up. But anyways, yeah. So they're going to compete again, which is awesome. So I'm excited to see that. I did look up a lot of the swimming. I'm not really into the diving. I don't know why, even though it's really cool. But yeah, I looked up some of the tennis and I watched some tennis today, men's tennis. It was like Dabrowski. Is that how you say his name? Dabrowski versus, the Spanish guy, Nadal. Okay. So intense. Like, I think Dabrowski's like the best tennis player in the entire world. So like
rated number one.
I think so. Like, I don't know anything about tennis, but I just know that name and I'm like, I wouldn't know that name otherwise. You know what I mean? So fair enough. But yeah, so it's just fun to like get updated on like all the players and all that stuff too. But what events do you like to watch?
I mean, all the ones that you mentioned, of course. I like beach volleyball. I get very pumped. And definitely gymnastics. She's smells great. Like, love her. Tennis is cool.
Oh, my God. Did you see that surfing video? Like, the butt? There was, like, a guy who, like, mooned everyone. Not on purpose, obviously. He was, like, diving to get into a wave or whatever. And, like, his whole butt was just, like, out. Like, his little shorts came down or whatever. There's just, like, funny, like, viral things like that that are, like, going around that are fun to, like, get into, too. Because I, like, obviously missed it. So I didn't see the surfing. But I feel like surfing would be really fun to watch,
Surfing
too.
Would be so fun. My husband's been watching the skateboarding.
Oh, I saw that. That was on today. Yeah.
Yeah, he's into that, which is cool. No, I mean, like, just all the regular stuff, but, like, I work has just been so crazy lately. Like, I don't have time to sit down and dedicate to, like, watch the Olympics, but I'm just catching pieces of it on, like, Instagram on my lunch break and whatever. But, I think that's why I'm getting more of the, you know, walking the red carpet kind of stuff, because that's what I follow on Instagram instead of actual. I should probably, like, fix the algorithm so it shows me the actual, like, clips of people who are breaking world records, doing things that are so exciting, instead of walking down in, like, a...
I mean, it is what it is, you know? Like, after this, because I was thinking about that, too, like, they were talking about some of the men's gymnastics, and they were, like, they're so fun to follow on Instagram because they have such a presence, and, like, they're really silly and whatever, and so I, like, went to follow one of them, and then I was, like, why am I... I'm not going to follow him ever again, like, after the Olympics, you know what I mean? Like, they're done. They're done with the... I'm not going to see him anymore. I'm probably...
Yeah, but what if they come out with, like, really funny videos?
I don't know.
Maybe like a fun personality. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need to follow a 24-year-old on Instagram, so...
I mean, yeah, that's cutting it. Yeah, 10
no
years.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Oh, bye-bye.
Anyways, okay, so I just, like, looked up a few, like, Olympic facts that I, like, did not know. And okay. So we were just going to, like, go through those kind of because we haven't gone too far into the Olympics yet to where we have, like, a lot to report on, but, just, like, putting the feelers out there and, like, let us know, hit us up in our DMs, slide into our DMs and let us know, like, what you're watching or what you're excited about or, like, who you're watching. Cause those are always fun.
To be fair, I don't know too much about the Olympics. So I feel like this is my time and maybe the listener's time to, like, get a little educated on some historical facts. And, you know your girl. She loves the historical facts. So hit me. Let's do this.
Yeah, I was going to say, these are, like, basically history. So they're not just, like, all Olympics or anything. These are kind of, like, the OG. So
basically history. Should be a podcast like that.
Basically what she just said. Okay. The first Olympic Games took place in, do you want to guess?
What year? I want to say, like, the... I'd like to say 14 something, but it's probably like 18, 12 or something crazy like that. I don't know.
776 BC before Christ.
776. Okay. So they're not, so they're talking about like the Greek Olympics, like modern
but
day.
But it's still
Olympics.
Original. It's still the OG. Okay.
Sure.
It says, okay, I'll read you a little blurb. It says the original Olympics began as part of an ancient Greek festival, which celebrated Zeus and the Greek god of sky and weather. The whole competition lasted up to 6 months and included games like wrestling, boxing, long jump, javelin, discus, and chariot racing. Oh, chariot racing would have been fun.
Oh, yeah, that would have been very Ben-Hur.
Oh, okay, maybe this is what you're thinking of. So, yeah, in 393 AD, after death, The Olympic Games were canceled and didn't start up again for over 1,500 years.
Right.
So that makes sense. That's where you were thinking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when did the modern day Olympics
start? So that was the end of the Olympics. So it started again in 1896 when a man named Baron Pierre de Coubertin started a rival of the Games. Oh. He called this new event the modern Olympics, and it's still going today. Wow. So 1896. That's really cool.
Okay, I love it. I was close. It was like 1812, but no, 1896. Okay, so closer to the 19th century is what we can associate with like modern day Olympics. Okay.
Yeah, totally. So what is the Olympic torch? It is a flame burned throughout the games as a tribute to the goddess Hestia. In 1928, this tradition has continued in the modern games, but instead of an altar, the flame burns in a special torch. Mm-hmm. I don't remember it being a torch.
This is what... Snoop Dogg was like doing his gangster G-walk just down the way, and then he had to light the torch for the Olympic Games, and then they were started.
Right, right, right. Sorry, I knew about the torch. I didn't know that there was an altar originally. Sorry, yeah. I was confused about the transition from the altar to the torch.
But, like, in all of human history, the person who lights the torch is, like, kind of a big deal, and I'm glad that that list includes Snoop Dogg. Like, I'm just
here for it. Oh, absolutely. That's so funny. Okay, wait. It says that originally the torch was passed from torch to torch through a massive international relay that ended in the host city. Yeah, that's what I remember, is them having to, like, walk it for, like, ever and ever and ever. New torches are designed every Olympics, and several thousand copies are made. Wow, it's a great honor to become a torch bearer, and lots of inspiring people get a turn each time. Yes, Snoop. That's great. Lit torches have flown on planes, stayed alive underwater, and scaled Everest. Some unlit torches have even gone into space. That's so cool.
I did not know that.
Cool. Okay, how many participating countries do you think was in the first Olympic Games? So in 1896. How many countries?
First, oh man, that's tough. There's like 190 something countries now, correct?
Correct.
Let's say like a safe bet of 72.
14.
14, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
11 teams from Europe, and then Australia, Chile, and the USA. So in Athens, obviously, it was the first to host. So now more than 200 countries compete in the Olympics. That's really cool.
Dang.
Do you know how the Olympic ring symbol was designed?
There's five circles or six circles?
Five.
There's five. How was it designed? That I don't know.
It says the Olympic game modern founder, Baron Pierre de Coubertin, listed the five colors along with the white backdrop to reflect the colors found in the flags of all participating nations. So everyone was represented. The overlapping also represents international cooperation and the coming together of athletes all over the world.
I love that. Also, can you just say his name one more time? Because I really appreciate your pronunciation.
Baron Pierre de Coubertin.
Yes. I love.
Was I saying it with an accent before? Probably.
No.
Being an asshole. Okay.
No.
Okay, so let's see. Motorboat sailing, hot air ballooning, and tug of war are all used to be in the Olympics. Over time, different sports and events are voted in or out of the Olympic Games. Some disappear, then return, like golf and rugby, while others,
softball,
like running,
RIP.
Shooting, dueling. Oh, it's not in there anymore, huh? I didn't see it on the list. Go out of fashion for forever. That's so funny. Let's see. The Olympic game organizers can choose to include additional sports. Look out for skateboarding, surfing, sport climbing, and breaking at Paris in 2024. Yeah, because I've never seen breaking before. That's pretty interesting.
Is that like break dancing? Because like they definitely are doing that this year.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I saw.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Break dancing's in the Olympics. Look out. That's cool.
Nice. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. The first Winter Olympic Games were held in 1924, so completely separate than the Summer Olympics. At first, the Winter Olympics took place in the same year as the summer ones, but organizers soon realized that it made more sense to hold them in different years and different places. Okay, let's see. There's just a few more, guys. From 1921 to 1948, artists participated in the Olympics, too. In these games, painters, sculptors, architects, writers, and musicians all took part. They competed for medals and works of art that often celebrated the sporting successes going on at the same time. Oh, my God, that's so sweet.
Yeah,
while artists stopped officially competing in 1948, many still design posters and other merchandise for the games today. Wow. Also, I heard that this is kind of another, I'll say this after this one, sorry. I heard on a podcast about the medals. So in 1912, the first place Olympic medals were made of solid gold, which Whoa. Is wild. Possibly one of our favorite facts of the Olympics. Sadly, it's no longer the case. Recent games have given out around 5,000 bronze, silver, and gold medals in total. That's a lot of metal. So instead of being created from solid gold, the heavy first place medals are now covered in gold. So they're like plated. Oh, they're plated. Just
plated in gold?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I heard on a podcast that originally the like first place was not even like a medal. It was something just like that you needed, you know, because it was way back in 1896. And then like the bronze was actually like the first place, which is technically like second place, I guess. And then third place was silver. They didn't even have a gold medal. You got like actual money for being Whoa. Like the winner, whatever. Anyway, yeah, gold didn't come in until way, way later, which is super interesting. Mom and I were listening to a podcast on that. And then the last one, the modern Olympic Games aren't just about sport and glory. They're about making friends too. Oh my God, this is silly. While competitive mm-hmm. spirit is important, the games are also an international cooperation. They're a great chance for people from countries all over the world to meet up and get to know each other. For the 16 days of competition, athletes from all sports, religious nationalities, and cultures live and work together. Aww. That is silly. Anyways, so yeah, I just want to go through a little like bit that. Of facts and figures, and then we can't wait to get some more updates on the Olympics and kind of see where they go and what happens. I mean, usually the USA does pretty well, but we'll see.
We'll see. Happens. I don't know. I feel like in the last couple of years, the last couple of Olympics, they've been, I don't know, given a run for their money in several events. So yeah. We'll see what happens. But on the Peacock, right?
Peacock or NBC. I don't have NBC, but I'm assuming it's like kind of the same thing where you can have an app.
I think NBC whatever. Owns Peacock as like their streaming arm. I'm not entirely sure though.
That makes sense for sure.
Anyway, should we switch? Should we go over their gratitudes and grievances?
Let's do it. Do you have a grat or a grievance?
Well, I have a gratitude. My grievance is just that work is insane and, you know, trying to survive the summer. Hopefully things will calm down a little soon. Yeah. Oh my God. I was traveling.
Oh,
did I tell you?
Oh my God. You haven't talked about Milwaukee. Yeah.
Oh my God. I got stuck in Detroit overnight. Anyway, I won't belabor the point of traveling is terrible, especially when there's a tech outage and you're stuck at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can't get a straight answer from Delta. Don't fly Delta, people. Just save yourself the trouble and just don't Delta fly Delta.
Yeah, Delta sucks. And so does American. All y'all can go suck it. I hate them.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, it's the worst. Nail in the coffin at this point. Like, I'm not going back to Detroit and Delta can kiss my ass. Anyway, go ahead. You tell your grievance.
My grievance is way sillier, though. I went to Costco today for the party barge and I got a few things for just like our food and day and whatever. And I got like a – have you ever had Grillo's pickles? Like the – tub of them.
Oh yeah.
So I got the Grillo's because they're like super cheap at Costco. So anyways, I was like, this is perfect for the party barge because everyone can just have a pickle and then it's like a good pickle back. You can always just have with a shot or whatever. Oh, like it's a good chaser. It's so good. Oh man, it's my favorite. Anyways,
pickle backs are so gross.
No, they're the best. Anyways, when like it's hot too, it's like a little bit of salty, like whatever. Anyways, so I got a huge thing of Grillo's and I was like, this will be perfect just to like have out there. I literally get it. I get out of the car and then I open the door and the whole thing just slams on the concrete and breaks totally open. And I was like, I mean, I saved all the pickles, but all the pickle juice went everywhere. So I just like put all the pickles in a container, like a Tupperware or whatever. So I have the pickles. So I've just been eating pickles for dinner. But anyways, I'm just upset because that I wanted the pickle juice like so, so specifically. And it's all over my driveway now. So
well, we can squeeze the pickle and get some pickle juice for your gross ass pickle back.
I'm definitely just going to go get another thing at Grillo's for sure. Or Lex said she would go get some. So that's awesome.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's just a silly grievance. But why does that
stuff happen? My gratitude, it happens to everybody. Like literally not even 3 weeks ago, there like this incline outside of my grocery store. So I'm parked and then I couldn't hold on to the basket without it like sliding away. And so I dropped my bag and I can't remember. It was like the garlic that you buy that's already pre-chopped, but it's like in the little thing and it was at the bottom of the bag and it just shattered everywhere. And so like the bottom of my, anyway, it was just garlicky and gross. Anyway, It happens. It happens to the best of us. Let's go through gratitudes. I watched a movie that I am very excited. Well, I really enjoyed it. It's probably not for everybody, but it was like historical fiction and Disney and like women empowerment. And I was very much here for it. Young Woman in the Sea is a movie about Trudy Ederle, who is the first woman to swim across the English Channel, played by Daisy Ridley on Disney Plus. And it was like, I don't know. I just love the idea of like Coney Island back in like the 1912s-ish, around that time frame. I don't really remember. But like she would have to swim across the pier at Coney Island to get a free hot dog. And that's how she fell in love with swimming.
Oh my God. Wait, ding, ding, ding. I'm reading the like thing about it. And it's because she wants to become get on the Olympic swimming team.
So she's on the Olympic swimming team.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But because she goes to the like Paris and all the male white coaches or whatever are telling her you can't hang out with the boys. So like you can't train for 3 weeks while you're on a boat to Paris because it's in Paris, the Olympic Games. Funny. Anyway. And so that's she doesn't awesome. Like, I don't think she medals her first time. And then like they cancel women's sports indefinitely until she goes to France again to swim across the channel. The first time that she tries it, her coach literally, I don't want to spoil it, but.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Anyway, needless to say, she made it happen. And then the face of female sports was forever changed. And we can all.
Is it based on a true story?
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. It's very historically accurate. Cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it was just a good character it was just a really heartfelt. And her mom is who I want to be. Like her mom is a ball buster. She doesn't give a fuck about people. She's gonna figure out how to make her daughter successful, screw everybody else, and I'm just here for it. Anyway,
nice.
It's a very heartwarming story, so
very cool.
That's my gratitude for that movie.
Awesome. I mean, I don't really have a gratitude off the top of my head. I just had three grievances, but I'm just grateful to be back at home and getting back into the swing of things and excited to have Party Bars this weekend, mostly just because Yay! I want to not have to plan this anymore. So yeah, because people be crazy. People be driving me just crazy. So
get it over with. But also it'll be good the day of. I'm sure.
Once you get there and once I get on the boat, I'm gonna be so excited. But Yay! Until that day happens, it's gonna be rough around here. So
Yeah.
Anyways, we're grateful for you all. And thanks for giving us feedback and listening.
Wait, you got feedback?
I mean, yeah, I always do. What do you mean?
Oh, okay. Kelly gets feedback and I know. It's fine. Whatever. Anyway.
Lex texted you as well.
I honestly live for Lex's texts.
Yeah. She group chatted both of us. So you got feedback as well. Don't even give me that. I don't even want to hear it.
All right. Fair enough. Anyway.
Anywho.
Love you, Lex. Talk to me later.
Talk to you later. Anyway, we love you. We love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.